In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Ad Lucem, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. Created by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Episode 4. The Party.
No, I can't go back to my doctor again. Things are suspicious. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm just getting in. Well, I'm gonna need a dozen Xannies, probably the same with Oxy. When have I ever not had the money? Goodbye, asshole. Okay, Anonymous, what's this all about?
Hello, friend. So happy you have decided to join us tonight. Password for admittance is below and grants one-time only access. Disconnection will result in a lockout. You will be assigned a number upon arrival. No clothing. Absolutely no talking unless granted permission. Unprompted chatter will result in immediate disconnection and forfeiture of pay. Provide an ENS domain in your response for payment. We look forward to your presence.
The fuck is this?
Password accepted. Door is opening in 5.
Oh shit, no, I'm not ready. No.
3, 2, 1.
Every little movement, every little thing you do.
Is just this look at that ass.
God, how about that?
Hello, beautiful.
Oh my God.
All yours.
All yours, my friend. Well, I guess you're even spoken for.
Hi.
Hey, Jesus. What are you doing to be projected like that?
I'm not doing anything.
But you look, like, real.
Yeah, so do you.
I've never seen projection like this.
Look at your wrist.
QR code?
When you enter the door, somehow they tag you.
But this is my digital skin.
Do you know what we're supposed to do here?
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Violating our rules already? Only when granted permission do you open your mouth. Now nod if you both understand me. It's good. Good. This is an extremely powerful room. Powerful enough to hurt you and those you love. Not if you understand. Yeah. You're late, by the way. Although, you do look worth the wait. Are you spoken for tonight?
Welcome. Welcome. Now I'll ask my female carers to please line yourself up on this side of the room. Very good. Males, Over there, please. Now, of course, I will leave it to your discretion as to which side of the room you find yourselves drawn to. Gentlemen, your experience tonight will be unforgettable. Each of you have been given a pair of neural patches. You may place those on your temples anytime before you interact with your chosen partner. But as your host, I believe it is my privilege to choose first. Hello, my dear. You may speak.
Hello.
Yes. You. Follow me, please. Gentlemen, please begin. Evening, Terry.
Good evening, sir. Need to see your wrist, miss.
Oh.
No visitors, sir?
Not for a while, thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lombard.
After you. I'd offer you a drink, but, Oh, come on, you can laugh. Those rules don't apply in here.
Good. I was starting to feel like that Matisse we passed in the hallway.
Oh, you are much more beautiful than that.
You've got quite the collection.
Well, I put you above the Moreau, but below the Monet.
How are you projecting me like this?
The quality?
Well, yes, that. And from where? I've just never seen anything this seamless.
Welcome to the future.
Thanks for the peek behind the curtain.
Well, this is just the beginning.
What are those?
Neural patches.
What do they do?
Come here. Kiss me.
You can feel that.
Perfectly.
How about this? Is this present?
Before we get too far...
Yes?
I'd like you to change your appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I want you a little younger.
How much?
Like this?
You have to be quiet. Stop.
That's a child.
Oh, she's 18.
No, she's not.
My dear.
I can't. I won't do that. No.
Do you want to be paid?
I guess not.
Is this a joke?
No, and you must be a fucking idiot because I know who you are. Are you fucking kidding me?
And who would ever believe you? Terry?
Yes, sir?
Have her disconnected and banned. Bring me another.
You are a fucking pervert, you piece of shit. You are so fucked.
Good morning. Let's get going with Wanda Winters. This week was supposed to be a big one for the tech giant Ad Lucem OI. The company was set to release Kara with Presence, the long-awaited upgrade to the wildly popular Kara. But before it could hit the market, COO Vincent Lombard has fallen into some very hot water. We've just received news that early this morning, Lombard was arrested on charges of child sexual abuse material and human trafficking. Federal agents received an anonymous tip that the wealthy tycoon hosted an extravagant augmented reality sex party using the unreleased Kara technology. No comment yet from Ms. Skull on her co-founder, and Lombard is now in federal custody and awaiting bail to be set. Stay tuned, because next up, we've got all the fashion hits and misses from this year's Met Gala.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then-unheard-of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, The Conspiracy Tapes.
Shame on Skull! Shame on Skull! Shame on Lumbers! Shame on Skull! Shame on
Do you work here?
No comment.
I'm Amy Chen with the Associated Press. What do you think about the arrest of Vincent Lombard?
No comment.
Can you tell us what the atmosphere is like inside?
No comment. Can you not touch me, please?
Is this what presence was created for?
No. Excuse me. God, Jesus Christ.
Hey, you okay, Nick?
No, Jimmy, I'm not. Are you okay?
I'm happy that shithead got caught, if that's what he was up to.
Yeah, me too. I can't believe we're still operating right now.
Hey, you think it's true?
What? What's that?
You think Miranda had something to do with all this?
I don't know. But that's what I'm gonna find out.
Please hold. He's not in the office yet.
I'm not a message. I can take a message. Can I take a message? Please hold. Hello? Office of Miranda Skull. I will have to place you on hold. Excuse me. Hello, may I help you?
Sorry, who are you?
My name is Frances.
Where's Daria?
Hopefully having her baby. Oh, excuse me a moment, please. Hello? Office of Miranda Skull. I will have to place you on hold. How can I help you today?
My name is Nick. I'm the head engineer here. Please get... open the door and get Miranda, please.
As you can see, Nick, there is a lot going on. Miss Skull has asked not to be interrupted this morning. If you like, I can look at her schedule.
No, and... I would like to see her right now, please.
Office of Miranda Skull, I have next Wednesday at 8:15.
Unlock the door, Francis.
I'm not authorized to do that.
Right now.
I'm sorry, I...
Miranda!
Mr. Barton!
Miranda, open this door! Miranda!
Nick!
I need to speak with you right now.
I tried.
Oh, that's quite all right, Francis. Nick, why don't you come in?
Office of Miranda Skull.
It's been a while since you've been up in my office.
Did you know about this?
Nick... I know you don't have the highest opinion of me anymore.
Did you know?
No.
I told Dominic. Didn't he talk to you?
About Vincent?
About the rogue Caras, Miranda. The techs operating off-site. I told him to tell you.
Sometimes, in Dominic's efforts to protect me, he does more harm than good.
I have been telling you this shit could happen since day one. You have taken human beings, you have packaged them, and you have sold them.
This is a moment of genuine human attention and support.
Oh, fuck off! Fuck off, Miranda. Do not give me the company line.
I need you to take a breath.
Kara is being used as a whore.
No.
It's a whore, Miranda.
We are not responsible for Vincent's choices.
Yes. Yes, you are. You need to be. Just like I do. We made this together.
We did. We did. And that is something I am still so proud of.
Well, I'm not. This is a catastrophic mistake. Kara and presence. I mean,
no.
Fucking bullshit, it's... all of it.
Come on.
I'm fucking done. It's my resignation.
I'm sorry we're losing you, Nick.
Oh, spare me.
I am. I had no idea you had gotten to this place. I wish we could have spoken sooner about your dissatisfaction.
Well, maybe we could have. Instead, you sent Dominic to tell me to get some sleep.
You can have the day to pack up your office. Your admittance to the building will be revoked, along with your access to the nest.
There she is. You think all our client information is a good thing for only you to have your hands on?
I seem to be the only one still concerned with our client's well-being.
Keep digging, Miranda. You're almost at the bottom.
I understand, but I have to place you back on hold.
What are you doing up here?
Just leaving. I'll be back with my key card, Francis.
What's going on?
I'm not your problem anymore.
Did Nick just quit?
It's what he's wanted for a long time.
Oh, you got... What? What did he say?
He was upset about Vincent using the technology.
Well, no shit. We all are.
And he told me it would have never happened if I was aware of the rogue Karas.
I was going to tell you, but with the interview...
It doesn't matter.
Launch, it was
you
not...
didn't know Vincent was using them, did you?
Of course not.
Then what's to be done?
Well, you shouldn't take the fall for this shit, Vincent.
I don't intend to, but Nick is right. I am ultimately responsible for what I put out into the world.
Okay. Let me track down who's behind those cars at his house. At least there'll be witnesses to prove you had nothing to do with
Dominic, this. They were just desperate people looking for a way to make money.
They use your technology to commit a crime.
Exactly. So aren't I still accountable?
Absolutely not.
Vincent is drowning, and he's going to try to pull me down with him. The only thing I can do now is distance myself from him and release presence in a way that reframes public opinion.
If you release it now, people will only think of that party. Feel the love in your life? They're going to think it's a sex toy.
His presence was made to foster connection, to save
it
lives.
It doesn't matter. It's what people think.
I won't let them.
Push the release. Trust me. Push the release. Give it a little time.
No. We stick to the plan. One more week, this blows over, and we launch. People will forget about Vincent when they see the good this
can do. It's a mistake, Maria.
Miss Skull, I have your attorneys on the line. Shall I put them through?
Yes. Just, one moment.
What about a statement about Lombard?
The less I have to think or say about him, the better. He's gone now. Just let him be gone. Gentlemen, good morning. Apologies. We have had an interesting start to the day around here.
Phil, you have 30 minutes before your next appointment begins.
God, okay. Jesus!
Phil, I need you... I'm sorry, but I need you to follow
me. God, do you notice how many of your sentences start with Phil, I need? Phil, I need your advice. Phil, I need you to watch my kid. Phil, I need a quickie.
I never asked you for a quickie.
Yeah, well, you might get off my shit list faster if you did.
Hey, are you okay?
No, I'm not fucking okay. I have been tap dancing for clients all morning, begging them not to cancel their subscriptions. Oh, and not to mention the cockhead who just asked Kara to blow him, so that's great.
I'm sorry, that sounds awful, but look, I need your help right now.
What? Okay, Mr. McDonough, please. How may I help you?
I need you to find the rogue cars that were operating at the party.
No.
They could be witnesses. They could corroborate. They could help.
They're untraceable.
Nothing is untraceable. You know that.
That's literally the point of VPNs and Tor browsers.
If anyone can find these people, it's you.
I can't.
You've been there. You know what it's like. Once you go offline with Kara, there's...
Don't. Don't.
Think about how scared these kids are. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just looking to make some extra money, and they ended up at a fucking crime scene. I'm not asking for names. Just tell them we're here, that we're ready to listen, that they can make their own decision, and if they'll talk, I can protect them. Just like I protected you with Shane.
I'll pass along the message.
Stand clear.
Of course.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow. I haven't seen a paper map in a while. Maybe, like, ever.
It was my mother's. She kept it from her first trip to New York.
Wow. When was that?
A very long time ago. I'm Frances.
Phil.
Yeah, Philomel.
Hmm?
I know who you are. We both work at Adlucem OI.
Oh, no shit. Really? Wait, what department are you
in? I'm Miranda's secretary. I'm filling in for Daria while she's on maternity leave.
You're up with... Wow, okay. Well, welcome home. I'm sorry, that's what we're supposed to say at Adlucem.
Yes, I know. Well, thank you for welcoming me.
Yes. You picked a weird time to join the ranks.
How do you mean?
Well, a lot of really bad shit just happened. So, there's that.
Yeah. We have a lot to atone for.
Yes. We sure do. Well, not we, not you. Not. So where are you headed?
Chinatown. Unfortunately, my map is not giving me much confidence this evening.
Oh. Well, you have maps on your phone.
I don't own one.
You don't... You don't have a cell phone.
I don't believe in them.
And you... You work for Miranda? How does that fly?
I find a way.
Oh. God, I don't think I could function without this thing in my hand all day.
I'm sure that's not true.
No. I'm serious. I would literally die.
No. Not literally, but maybe in some way, which might not be a bad thing.
Okay. If you are headed to Chinatown, you can just get on the queue and you get off at Canal. The robot lady will announce it.
Thank you, Phil.
You are welcome, Frances.
Would you like to join me for service this evening?
Oh,
I'm leading tonight.
Oh, no, I appreciate the offer. I don't do church. No offense.
None taken.
Sorry, I'm not religious, like, at all.
Neither am I.
That's our train.
Q-train. Uptown. Stand clear of the closing doors. Q-train, stand clear.
If you change your mind before you stop, I'd be happy to tell you a bit more.
Hmm?
About us.
Oh,
After you.
Adlucem stars Chris Pine as Dominic, Olivia Wilde as Miranda, Troyan Belisario as Phil and Kara, with Clancy Brown as Vincent, Joshua Close as Nick, Thomas Silcott as Jimmy, Fiona Shaw as Francis. Additional performances by Patrick Adams, Dylan Kennan, Ali Maki, Amanda Walsh, Lillian Bowden, Cheryl Nichols, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, Brendan Hines, Will Greenberg, Bobber Pirzada, Nick Masu, Robert Baker. Written by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Story editor Ian Gottler. Directed by Troyan Belisario. Executive produced by Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, Ian Gottler, Troyan Belisario, Joshua Close, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Lawrence Zanelli, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, and Nick Panama. Original music by Ian Arbor and Tom Ryan. edited by Stephen Blevins, sound design by Dmytro Kinyazhchenko and Noah Kowalski, mixed by Zach Jurich, audio engineering by Ben Milchev, Neely Oftring, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashor. Additional editing by Parisa Kazemi, assistant editor Aaron Kennedy, dialogue supervision by Noah Kowalski, casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon, assistant director Kelsey Adams, script supervisor Beth Ann Morgan, production coordinators Tom Breck and Alex Buda, Salt Head of Creative, Jordan Galvin, Salt Head of Post-Production, Robert Adler, Salt Head of Production, Liz LeMay, Salt Post-Production Supervisor, Ali Honore, Q-Code Head of Editing, Neely Oftring, Q-Code Head of Mixing, Ben Melchev, Production Legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel, Production Accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Robert Baker and Xinyin Hu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Ad Lusum is a Q-Code, Barry Lyndon Motion Pictures, and Salt production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back, too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.